Message Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jessica.
I'm Amaya, and this is Y2K iPod Nano, our seventh generation episode.
Woo!
Today is the Red Taylor's Version release day. Happy Red TV Day to all of those who observe. I have gone through the album three times today.
Wow.
So we are kicking it off with We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Taylor's Version.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. We called it off again last night, but ooh, 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 ooh. This time, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights, and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine.
Alright, that was We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together by Miss Blondie herself. Thank you for ruining my mental health this week.
You know, I saw a tweet earlier that said Taylor Swift makes music for people who have never gotten over anything that's happened to them in their lives, and I agree.
Wow, okay. That's definitely true.
Thanks, Taylor.
Also, the audacity of Taylor to do a song with Phoebe Bridgers, when I'm at this point in my life, that song has shattered me.
And completely. Certain people on the internet.
Yeah. I'm having a really emotional response. Anyway, enough about Blondie. This is one of the songs by the Antagonist Band from Lemonade Mouth. It's really good. It's from the scene where they're performing, like, in the garage on top of a car, and it's, like, really unclear why. So this is And the Crowd Goes from Lemonade Mouth. All right, that was And the Crowd Goes from Lemonade Mouth. And continuing the theme of Disney accidentally making the antagonists have way too good musical numbers, next up we have Tear It Down from Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam. And what's the name of the rival camp? Camp Star? This is a number by Camp Star. So here we go.
Tear it down.
Yo, look, I need you to do something for me.
I was ready for this since I was crumbling. Put my name on the list, you won't be gambling. Not gonna leave with just this, we taking everything.
All the dance compliments, but you see it's heaven.
Catch me if you can, I'm like a bandit. I can float on my feet, you can't stand me. I don't just dance in a group, I command it.
You can be more than you want, and you can have it.
I'm on my A-game. Don't dispute the art, I'm like a heavyweight. Yeah, I got this fire, I'm a renegade. I can do this dance with my eyes closed. When I step on the scene, I leave them all froze. You wanna rumble with me, I write the protocol.
Contest with, recognize we the best that can be. Sing, dance, and rap, get hands to clap. Of course you know that you can't hold a candle to our flames. Tear it up and we take a name. It's not a game, it's a shame. You can't be like us, can't be like us. We leave you in the dust. Of course we
tear it up. We'll take over the bar.
That was Tear It Down from Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam.
An absolute banger by Megan Martin and MDOT.
Yes, the artist is listed as MDOT.
Cool nickname, bro.
Yeah. I am going to subject you all to more Blondie.
But not that Blondie.
Not that Blondie. The Blondie of today, of Red TV. We're going to do Crazier from the Hannah Montana movie. This song, I mean, I might cry here in the studio. It's a really good song.
Oh,
and
wow.
Taylor actually plays it, like, in the scene in the movie, which is wild to me, because how does Taylor Swift exist in the Miley Cyrus Hannah Montana universe?
The
it's really interesting.
The HMCU, if you will.
Yes, the HMCU, and I would. So this is Crazier by Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen it before. I was trying to fly, but I couldn't find wings. But you came along and you changed everything. You lift my feet off the ground.
Right, that was Crazier from Hannah Montana the movie.
By Blondie.
Next up, incredible number, which I would say invented feminism.
Mm. Do we really want to say Victoria Justice invented
feminism? Oh, I say that Victorious invented feminism all the time.
Okay, Victorious, yeah.
Yeah, not Victoria Justice. She has nothing to do with
this. I think we all invented feminism.
But this is a great performance. This is Begging on Your Knees by the Victorious cast.
So stupid to give you all my attention.
That was Begging on Your Knees by the Victorious cast. We were back here in the studio discussing some of the horrifying imagery of the song.
Crawling like a centipede was a choice.
And a bad one,
yeah.
We would say. It fits into the horror genre, for sure. But keeping up with the Dan Schneider cinematic universe.
Oh, no.
Actually, no. Big Time Rush isn't the Dan Schneider cinematic universe.
I have no idea.
That was my mistake, and I'm sorry. No disrespect to Big Time Rush. All disrespect to Dan Schneider. This is I Know You Know by Big Time Rush featuring Symphonique. That was I Know You Know from Big Time Rush. Next up, we have the American classic Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects, which also reminds me of An absolute chilling lyric from the 10-minute version of All Too Well. If you haven't listened to it yet, it absolutely, like, my jaw dropped when I heard this. So Taylor says, like, so obviously, like, this is about Jake Gyllenhaal. Rest in peace. But she says, you kept me like a secret, and I kept you like an oath. Oh, my God. Absolutely chilling. I'm not going to stop talking about this album.
Watch the music video for this song.
For this one?
Yeah.
Dirty Little Secret?
It's so good.
I actually don't think I've seen it. Okay, but here we go. Dirty Little Secret, All American Rejects.
Massive shout out to our friend Stefano, who texted in the group chat to tell Amaya, yes, she does need to watch this music video.
Yeah, Stefano does tend to bully people on topics of music, which is something that we love about him.
Yeah, as he should.
This next song is my final pick of the night. And so this is What Do You Want From Me by Forever the Sickest Kids. I chose this soundtrack because it plays over the end credits of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So here we go.
Scenery. Hey, maybe I'm a critic, a cynic, or am I jaded?
All right. Now it is my half of the show. So coming up next is What Do You Want From Me? by Adam Lambert. Great song. I love Adam Lambert. I don't know if he's released anything lately, but I think he should.
Yeah. I mean, he was a cultural icon for the time that he was, like, active, but...
The American Idol years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we should bring him back.
It's like he died.
I mean...
He's not
for
dead.
For all I know.
He's alive.
Okay, next up, we have... this song is about mansplaining.
Yes.
Tell Me Something I Don't Know by Selena Gomez.
Tell me something I don't know.
Everybody tells me that it's so hard to make it. It's so hard to break it. And there's no way to fake it. Everybody tells me that it's wrong what I'm feeling. I shouldn't believe in the dreams that I'm dreaming. Change my mind. Oh,
tell me, tell me, tell me. tells me I don't know what I'm doing. This life I'm pursuing, the odds I'll be losing. Everybody tells me that it's one in a million, like one in a billion, one in a zillion. I hear it every day, I hear it all the time. I'm never gonna amount to much, but they're never gonna change my mind. Oh.
Alright, thank you, Selena Gomez.
I'm assuming there was a really cool dance to go along with this, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think Another Cinderella Story isn't a great movie, but oh well. It just doesn't beat a Cinderella story. Nothing could. Anyway, next up we have the famous Ocean Township High School alum, Ashley Tisdale, with It's All Right, It's Okay.
You told me there's no need to talk it out, 'cause it's too late to proceed. And slowly I took your words and walked away. No looking back, I won't regret. No, I will find my way. I'm broken, but still I have to say it's alright.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ashley Tisdale.
Back in your thanking era.
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling grateful tonight.
Next up, I would like to thank all of the men in Mamma Mia that tried their hardest.
They did their best. And we should be grateful.
I'm grateful to 2 out of 3 of them.
I'm thankful to Amanda Seyfried.
Yes.
This is Our Last Summer from Mamma Mia.
I can still recall our last summer. I still see it all. Walks along the Seine, laughing in the rain. Our last summer, memories that remain. We made our way along the river and we sat down in the grass by the Eiffel Tower.
I was so happy we had met. It was the age of no regret.
Oh, yes. Those crazy years, that was the time of the flower power.
But underneath, we had a fear of flying,
of growing old, a fear of slowly dying.
We took a chance, like we were dancing our last dance. I can still recall our last summer. I still see it all in the tourist jam round the Notre Dame.
How dull it seems.
Are you the hero of my dreams?
I can still recall our last summer. I still see it all in the tourist jam round the Notre Dame.
Thank you to the dads of Mamma Mia.
Jesus. I want to be on that boat right now.
I need to be on that boat. If there's any... No.
Colin Firth, if you can hear me, you seem like a really nice guy. Can you, like, get me on that boat?
Please take me to Greece. I'm begging. All right. This next song I actually don't think I know.
This is a really good... early killer song. I don't know. It's sweet. It's kind of sad. Let's rock and roll. It's A Dustland Fairy Tale.
A Dustland Fairy Tale beginning with just another white trash county kiss in 61. Long brown hair and foolish eyes. Just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American prince, a blue jean serenade and Moon River. What'd you do to me? I don't believe you. So Cinderella in a party dress, she was looking for a nightgown. I saw the devil wrapping up hands. He's getting ready for the showdown. I
That's a very nice song.
It's sweet. I think it's about like an old couple.
Aww.
Like they dated and then they broke up and now they're like old and dying. It's like The Notebook if they didn't get back together in the end.
Oh, I haven't seen The Notebook.
Oh my god. I saw it way too young. Thanks, Mom.
I don't know. I think there was a little bit of internalized misogyny in me and I never watched it, but I don't think I'm missing out. All right. Next up, we have some incredible Italian X representation. This is Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Romance, 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 Rom
All right, is everyone ready for a closing song?
This is What You Say by Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
What you say? That you only meant well, but of course you did. What you say?
Jason Derulo.
That it's all for the best, because it is.
Was so wrong for so long, only trying to please myself. Girl, I was caught up in her lust when I don't really want no one else. So, no, I know I should have treated you better, but me and you were meant to last forever. So let me in, give me another chance to really be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'd do anything for you. So tell me, girl,
what you say? Oh, that you only meant well, well, of course you did. Ooh, what you say?
Oh, what you say? What you say?
Ooh, that it's all for the best, because it is. Ooh, what you say?
Together. So let me in, give me another chance to be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'd do anything for you. So tell me, girl,
what you say? Oh, that you only meant well, but of course you did. Ooh, what you say?
Oh, what you say? What you say?
Ooh, that it's all for the best, because it is. Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that you only meant well, but of course you did. Ooh, what you say?
Oh, what you say? What you say?
What did she say?
Girl, tell me what you say. I don't want you to leave me, though you caught me cheating. Tell me what you say. I really need you in my life, cause things ain't right, girl. Tell me what you say. I don't want you to leave me, though you caught me cheating. Tell me what you say. I really need you in my life, cause things ain't right. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large. I'd do anything for you. So baby, what you say?
What you say? Oh, that you only meant well. Oh, well, of course you did. Ooh, what you say?
Oh, what you say? What you say? What you say?
Oh, that is all for the best.
Oh, well, of course it is.
What you say?
Iluga Heights.
That was the poet of our generation, Jason Derulo.
In case you missed that it was him singing. Because you're never quite sure, I think,
okay,
with his songs.
All right, so that was Y2K iPod Nano, 7th Generation. Thank you to our fans who tuned in tonight. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Good night. God bless.
God bless?
Yeah.
All right.
God bless. Did you forget how sarcasm works?